Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Either there, I said it.
Yeah, Kira has been really odd with me for the last, I would say, 45 minutes or so. And I don't know why. What is your there, I said it?
My there, I said it is, Chris, I have been away for the past week.
Yes.
And you did the show with the lovely Brian M. Lloyd, who I'm a big fan of.
Surely did.
And I, you know, I was away on holidays and I was relaxing. But sources have told me, Chris, that you were talking shit behind my back.
Talking shit?
You were talking about me behind my back.
Talking about you?
On
well,
air.
I probably was, yes.
On air.
Okay.
Not just you.
Yeah.
Not just Emma Power.
Yeah.
But Brian M. Lloyd too.
Sure.
Chris, there's a clip there.
Yeah.
Which I would like you to play.
Okay, hold on.
It says, clip for Kira.
Mm-hmm. And, I've not heard this now, so I don't know what it is.
No.
Clip for Kira. Yes, I have it here. And you want me to play this. What is this a clip of?
This is a clip of you not being that nice about me while I was away.
Okay, fair enough. You know, traditionally, Kira, in like Western legal systems, I would have been provided with this evidence beforehand. And I would have been able to build time to prepare a case against whatever it is that's about to be presented to
me. Just play the clip.
So, you know, I just want that put out there. This is being unconstitutionally sprung on me.
Oh, this isn't the only thing I have on you, by the way.
And I have no time to mount a defense. Heh, I'll mount you, though, Kira.
No,
but
you
anyway,
won't.
Here is... This is... So this is... You're there, I said it.
Yes.
What is it?
It is basically, I can't believe that while I was away, that you talked so...
Oh, so dismissively of you.
So dismissively.
So rudely
just,
of you.
Just wait until you hear this. Just
okay.
Wait until you hear this.
I haven't actually heard this, so I'm looking forward to this. Here it is. Apparently this annoyed Kira.
Well, obviously, it's usually Kira and I who are in doing this, and we play the fake celebrity news quiz with Emma. However, Emma, as you may have noticed, it is not the lovely Kira that's with us this
yeah.
week. It is the lovely Brian.
I got a bit of a shock when I came in. I was like, Kira looks a little bit different this
looks
week,
a little better,
know?
Doesn't she?
Thought, yeah.
You're like, wow, Kira's lost weight. Kira's looking well.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You know,
Kira, oh, my God.
You we will... joke. We love Kira.
Yeah. And she's all right.
That was it.
Oh, no.
That was it.
Huh.
Okay, so not only in that clip did you compare me to, you know, not looking as well as Brian M. Lloyd, you also said that, ooh, it looks like Kira has lost weight, which is a reference to, you know, me.
Brian is pretty slim, Kira.
And then at the very end, you're like, ah, she's all right.
Yeah. I stand by every one of those statements.
My second case that I would like to bring forward to you, and there I said it.
More!
There's more, Chris. A little birdie told me that you were on with Jenny and Nikki during the week.
Yes.
And is it true, Chris, and I put this to you, is it true that you were trying to make Nikki Byrne unfollow me on Twitter?
I have no comment to make to that.
Chris.
I have no comment to
make. Did you try to get Nikki Byrne to unfollow me again on Twitter?
No comment. No, I didn't.
Chris, I heard you did.
I didn't.
Chris, I heard that you did.
You provide me with that clip.
Oh, I will.
If you're coming in here to bombard me with these allegations and these accusations, I would like some proof. And I did not do that. Sure, we had a conversation. Sure, we had fun. But
so you are denying that you said to Nikki Byrne to unfollow me on Twitter?
Yes.
You're denying it?
Yeah, I am.
That's very interesting.
That's what I'm doing. I am denying that that happened. Okay. I don't believe that happened. And unless you can provide me with proof otherwise.
Basically, my there I said it is just how disappointed that I am. That I couldn't even go away for a week without you talking about me behind my back.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say I was talking about you behind your back.
Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like to me.
Well, obviously, it's usually Kira and I who are in doing this, and we play the fake celebrity news quiz with Emma. However, Emma, as you may have noticed, it is not the lovely Kira that's with us this
yeah.
week. It is the lovely Brian.
I got a bit of a shock when I came in. I was like, Kira looks a little bit different this
looks
week.
Looks a little better,
know?
Doesn't she?
Thought, yeah.
You're like, wow, Kira's lost weight. Kira's looking well.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You know,
Kira, oh, my God.
You we will... joke. We love Kira.
Ah, she's all right.
Oh, no.
Huh. Ah, she's all right.
You are. You're fine.
I've only worked with you for 6 years.
Wow.
And you still think after 6 years that I'm only all right.
Yes. Well, no, I think you're cool. Like, maybe I didn't articulate it as well as I should have
dared. No, because I heard it in your voice.
What do you mean?
Ah, she's all right.
Yeah,
like,
you're
come
fine.
On, like, I mean, you don't have to exactly be a psychologist to, you know, determine what exactly
psychologist.
Is going on.
So what is going on inside my head? What is... What? No, you care. You tell me. All right? What did you interpret from that?
Well, I interpreted that you tried to get Nikki Byrne to unfollow me on
no,
Twitter while I was away.
No, I did not.
No, you tried to get one of my colleagues here in RTE to unfollow me on Twitter.
No, I didn't.
And then you said to another colleague of ours, Emma Power, that, you know, that I was... That Brian M. Lloyd was looking better than me.
Brian is looking really well lately.
Well,
here.
He is.
Like, it's difficult to look as well as him.
And that
you
is beside the point.
Like, I don't look as well as him.
But what I'm trying to say to you is, could you not have just pretended, Chris, when I was away? Could you not have just pretended that you liked me for like a second?
But I do like you.
Well, it didn't sound like that in that clip. That's all I'm saying.
It didn't sound like I like you. And I don't think it sounded like I disliked you.
And it wasn't me, because I didn't listen to the show. I didn't know. It was other people, Chris, that got in contact with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can tell you, you can't do anything around here without people running and telling everybody, Kira, when you were away, Chris said me. Oh, you're all sickening, if I'm honest with you. You're all utterly sickening. But I did not say that to Nikki Byrne. I did not say anything of the sort.
Well, Natalie on Twitter says, I heard that on Nikki and Jenny's show. He definitely did, Kira.
No, I didn't. I didn't, though. No, what happened was...
Thank you, Natalie.
I went in, because I remember I was in that day anyway, and I was calling in to say hi to Nikki and Jenny and about something unrelated. And I don't think you even came up in conversation.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so. Not that I can remember. But hey. Can I just point out, by the way, as well, that a few people are agreeing with me on Twitter that to be ambushed like this, quite frankly, is not what our Western society is about, Kira. If I was going to be put on trial here...
Oh, really?
I should have been provided with the evidence against me. I should have been given fair notice that I would be defending certain things that I had said.
No.
I should have had time to prepare a statement.
No, Chris, no.
To give them context.
Chris, just there before Fergie's is at LA Love, right?
Yeah.
You said that you did not go on Nikki and Jenny during the week while I was away and try to get Nikki Byrne to unfollow me on Twitter.
I stand by that.
That is after a conversation that you had with Emma Power and Brian M. Lloyd about how great Brian looks compared to me and how I was all right. Now, Chris, I think that we have the evidence. JJ, am I right in saying that we have the evidence?
Oh, no.
Chris, I would like you to please play that clip. Roll it there, Chris.
All right.
Let's see what you did say on the Nikki and Jenny show during the week.
Kira's away this week, so it's like a lads kind of fest because I'm in with Brian, who's a kind of a friend of the show who comes in and does a bit of stuff with us. So it's all going well. As well as this show is going, I would say.
We're all happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't complain.
I've been watching. I saw some of Kira's pictures on Instagram, pictures by a pool with cocktails in her hand, and I thought nobody wants to see that in October.
No, exactly. She's like on these big holidays and everything. I tell you, she's.
I don't like her anymore.
Neither do I. Never really liked her anyway, to be honest. But, you know, so this hasn't done anything.
Wouldn't
for
it be so funny if she's by the pool right now listening to the app?
I would hope she's not.
I love you, Kira.
I would hope she's doing something else while she's in an exotic part of the world like that. But you never know. Maybe Kira doesn't know how to have fun, and maybe she is listening to FM while she's on holidays. You never know. But hey, what can you do?
And you still haven't followed her on Twitter, Nikki. So
I did.
Did you?
I'm kind of angry that you did, because I was having so much fun prodding her about the fact that you didn't follow her, but you followed me.
Well, I unfollow her then.
Will you?
Can I point out?
Oh my God,
Nikki
Chris!
Byrne suggests.
Oh my God.
That he unfollow you. Nikki Byrne!
No, Chris.
Is
no.
the one who suggests that he unfollow you.
No, Chris.
Does
no.
he not suggest there it
was,
there, Kieran?
There was so much more in that clip. There was so
I
much more
I can continue
in that
to
clip.
Play it.
Oh, play it. Oh, play it.
Unfollow her. Oh, God. Unfollow her on Twitter, please. Please. Oh, that would be so good. For anyone who doesn't know, Kira, my co-host, when we first got here, I think it was an accident, but you followed me and you didn't follow her. And I can tell she pretended she was messing, but it really got to her. Like, you could say it really hurt her. Like, you know what I mean? So unfollow her, please. Go on, unfollow her.
If she knows that you've told me, will that hamper your relationship with her?
No, just unfollow her.
Just do it.
All right, yeah.
Can I point out that Nikki is the one who suggests that
Chris,
you get unfollowed?
Did you
hear that?
You know that clip that we play, Chris, of the Rose of Tralee who says no 10 times to Kyle, who's asking her to marry him?
Yeah.
You just said unfollow her about 10 times.
He suggested. He suggested.
No.
In this conspiracy, he is the one who initially plants the seed.
You were forcing him.
I was not. He asks, will I unfollow her?
Excuse me. I heard Nikki say, will this not affect your relationship if I unfollow her? Which I think is very considerate. And thank you very much,
He
Nikki,
did offer to unfollow you, though. Nikki Byrne on national radio
offered to unfollow me. Don't turn this around on Nikki Byrne.
Did he not offer to unfollow
you? First of all, you're talking about, I don't know, can Kira enjoy herself on a holiday?
No, Kira, you didn't hear that clip properly because something else was going on in here. What I said was, maybe Kira doesn't know how to enjoy herself and is for some reason listening to 2FM.
Okay.
That was what I said
God
to that
damn,
clip.
God damn, I wasn't listening to 2FM, let me tell you.
So, yeah,
Chris, anyway, that's beside the point.
I did not
you
say that.
You did try, you tried to get Nikki to unfollow me
suggested
on Twitter.
It.
Chris, this isn't about, that's a really bad defense.
He suggested
that is a really bad defense.
But
this
did he
is
not
suggest about
it?
Nikki. No.
He didn't?
No.
You're saying Nikki... You're saying at no point in the conversation did Nikki suggest he unfollow you. And I'm asking you under oath, Kira.
Also, you made me look like such a knob in front of Nikki and Jenny.
Why?
Kira was really put out that Nikki didn't follow you.
But he's
you
the one who brought it up,
Twitter.
Kira. He's the one who was saying...
It was actually Jenny that brought it up. But anyway, that's beside the point.
So, hey, I'm getting thrown in here a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I upsetting you because your best friends, Nikki and Jenny, you know, and you were on their show and all the rest, like where you told Nikki Byrne to unfollow me on Twitter?
Well, Kira, I would actually say that Jenny brought up the fact that you didn't, that you were annoyed that Kira, you weren't being followed. I would say Nikki was the one who suggested he unfollow you. I would say this was really a conspiracy of three.
JJ, is there a shorter version of that where we have the amount of times that Chris says unfollow her?
Oh, sure. I say unfollow her.
We'll listen to that.
See, Kira can't take that it's actually Nikki that suggested it. It was Nikki that suggested it.
She's on holidays. You never know.
Still haven't followed her on Twitter, Nikki. So
I did.
Did you?
Nikki,
I'm kind of angry that you did because I was having so much.
Then listen to what Mr. Nikki Byrne of his own free will offers to do. And this is nothing to do with me.
Much fun prodding her about the fact that you didn't follow her, but you followed me.
Will I unfollow her then?
Will I unfollow her then? Offered under his own free will, under no duress.
He meant it lightly. Please continue playing the clip.
He did not.
Please continue.
Please continue playing the clip. Hold on, let me get it again. Are you talking about this clip?
The amount of times... No, I'm not, Chris. I'm...
Sorry, no, wait, it's this clip.
The two people are still awake because they're making love.
Okay, do you know what, Chris? No, you always do this.
Kira's away this week, so it's like a laugh.
Here, I get the clip. So Nikki Byrne offers to unfollow you, Kira. It's nothing to do with me. Nikki offers. And then I continue and I take him up on his offer, sure.
Chris,
but Nikki Byrne,
shout the words... Unfollow, unfollow, unfollow.
And what did I do in the preceding... What happened in the preceding seconds to that, Kira? Was I not made an offer by Nikki Byrne to perhaps have you unfollowed on Twitter? Was I not? I was. Sure, I jumped at the offer. But the offer was made by Mr. Nikki Byrne to unfollow you, Kira. And I'm sorry you're finding that difficult to take.
You enticed him.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Nikki Byrne is a grown man. He can do whatever he wants. I did nothing.
I'm angry that you did, because I was having so much fun prodding her about the fact that you didn't follow her, but you followed me.
Will I unfollow her then?
Would you unfollow her?
Jenny also says unfollow her. I'd like to point that out, Kira.
Oh, wow. You turned your back on Jenny and Nikki pretty quickly, didn't you? Wow. Backed into the corner. Chris suddenly isn't best friends with Nikki Byrne and Jenny Green.
Oh, no, I did not say that. But if you listen to this clip, initially, Nikki Byrne says, will I unfollow her? Implying he'd like to unfollow
Chris,
you. Then Jenny Green says, yes, unfollow her.
I'm focusing on what you're saying, unfollow her.
So those two are already conspiring to unfollow you, Kira. I mean, it might have happened anyway without my intervention.
But the fact that you didn't follow her, but you followed me.
Will I unfollow her then?
Would you unfollow her on Twitter, please?
And Jenny goes,
Her on Twitter, please.
And Jenny goes, oh yeah. Jenny agrees.
We're not focusing on Jenny here.
No, of course we're not.
That doesn't suit your narrative, does it? I'm not bringing Jenny and Nikki to court here. I'm bringing you. Because do you know what? I'm disappointed in you.
Please! Oh, that would be so good for anyone who doesn't know.
Did you hear that in your voice?
I want you unfollowed. Absolutely.
Co-host, when we first got here, I think it was an accident, but you followed me and you didn't follow her. And I can tell she pretended she was messing, but it really got to her.
And it did get to you, Kira. Definitely did.
Like, you could say it really hurt her, like, you know what I mean? So unfollow her, please. Go on, unfollow her.
If she knows that you've told me, will that hamper your relationship with her?
No, just do it.
Then he says he'll do it. So there you go, Kira. I'm certainly not the only one to blame there.
Will I unfollow her then?
There you go. We have the audio. So, Kira... There it is, all presented in front of you.
Somebody says, I just thought I'd let you guys know that you are in fact still on national radio, just in case you forgot. Kiss.
I remember. I know. I remember all of that.
Oh my God!
Sorry, Brian. It's all too much for Brian to take. Well, Kira, there you go.
Unfollow her on Twitter, please.
All right, Chris. Never mind that.
Well, unfollow her then.
Okay.
Is Nikki asking... If you will follow him. So there you go, Kira. I'm sorry you had to hear that. There was Kira thinking she had me in a trap, when it turns out Nikki and Jenny both wanted her unfollowed. I'm sorry you had to find out this way, Kira. This sometimes happens in court proceedings. things come out that you weren't expecting, and well, you'll have to deal with them and you'll have to live with them. And I'm sorry, you know. Kira taking some water. Kira needs a minute, and that's all right. You know, I can understand why. People that Kira thought were her friends.
Again, Chris.
Are not her friends.
May I point out?
Yes.
It was not Nikki or Jenny that I was having a go at. It was the fact. It was you.
Well, if you listen to those clips, Kira.
I'm just so disappointed in you.
You should be disappointed in everyone in that clip. Nikki, Jenny back tomorrow, by the way, from 11. So don't forget that. Oh, I don't think this is over somehow, but hey. Chris and Kira. 2FM.